The Medrash Rabbah on the Ptichta of Eicha Dalid compares Bnei Yisrael to Adam HaRishon. Ma Adam HaRishon hichnastiv letoch Gan Eden. Just like Adam HaRishon, I brought him into Gan Eden. V'tzivitiv v'avar al tzivuyi. And I commanded him, and he went against my command. V'danti oto b'shiluchinu v'gerushin v'konanti alav eicha. And I judged him that he had to be sent out of Gan Eden, and I lamented eicha about him. Konanti alav eicha, where did Hashem lament eicha for Adam HaRishon? Shenemar vayikra Hashem Elokim el ha'adam vayeka eicha k'tiv. In other words, the word is read ayeka, but it's written as if it's eicha. Af banav hichnastim le'eretz Yisrael. Also his children, I brought them into Eretz Yisrael. V'tzivitim va'avar al hatzivui. And I commanded them, and they went against my command. Danti otam b'shiluchinu v'gerushin v'konanti aleihem eicha. And also his children, they went against my command, and I judged them with galut, of being sent out of Eretz Yisrael, and I lamented on them, Eicha sheneemar, Eicha yashva vadad. Eicha comes from the word ayeka, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash here. We know, Mekublanu, from Reb Tzadok HaKohen, that the first time a word appears in Tanakh is really its ikar meaning. And from there we have to get out all the other meanings. In other words, Eicha is really, its real meaning is Ayeka. If you want to know how something happened, Eicha, how is it possible? How could it happen? There is an earlier question which needs to be asked. Not how did it happen, but the earlier and easier question, the more pashut question, more basic question is Ayeka. Where are you? In other words, where are you going? What is your direction? What is your destination in life? In all of our actions, we can really split the actions into two. There is the means and the end. The course of travel and the destination. The destination, the matara, the purpose is where we want to go to. And the means is how we're supposed to get from point A to point B. But first, we have to define very well what point B is. It's silly to talk about the means before we define what the end result is, what the final destination is. Because if you don't define what the final destination is, there's no way to reach that final destination. And this was the mistake of the Dor of the Mikdash. They mixed things up and they replaced the final destination with the means and the means with the final destination. The Dor of the Mikdash lost their way because they forgot what is the final destination. They made the means into an end. The end of the Beit HaMikdash, the final destination and the real purpose of the Beit HaMikdash is Lishmoa Lidvar Hashem. To feel the Shekhinah in the Beit HaMikdash and really to hear the voice of Hashem that comes out of the Aron HaBrit, the kol that comes out Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. The Karbanot are not part of the Beit HaMikdash. They're outside. They're chitzoni to the Beit HaMikdash. The Iker of the Beit HaMikdash is not the Mizbeach. It's the Aron HaBrit. From there comes Kol Hashem. The Karbanot and even the building itself are only the means. They are not the end. They are not the purpose of what it is all about. And when people on Tisha B'Av mourn the Beit HaMikdash that is destroyed, we're not mourning the fact that we be Ikar, that we can't be Makriv Korbanot, and not even the fact that the Shekhinah is not there and the building is not there. But the main issue of the Shekhinah not being there is the fact that we are missing the Kol HaYotzei MiBein Shnei HaKruvim and the Kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we would get by listening completely to that Kol that comes out MiBein Shnei HaKruvim. And this message is the message, the central message of Tanakh. It comes up again and again. The bringing of Korbanot is not the end. It is not the purpose. It is not the final destination. It's only a means to get close to Hashem in order to be able to hear and listen to His word. Cain, from the very beginning, we see this message. Cain thought that the Iker in Avodat Hashem was the Korban. But that was a mistake. And that mistake brought him to sin in the greatest sin that exists, the sin of murder. Let's look at the Psukim. In a certain sense, Cain was zoche to something that was even greater than Hevel. It's true. They both brought Korbanot, and Hashem accepted the Korban of Hevel and did not accept the Korban of Cain. And it says, Vayisha Hashem el Hevel ve'el minchato. It's not clear what it means, how he showed that he accepted his Korban, but the Pasuk says that he accepted Hevel's Korban. On the other hand, it doesn't say that Hashem spoke to Hevel. But he did speak to Cain quite at length. Vayomer Hashem al Cain, lama chara lecha v'lama naflu panecha. Why are you in a bad mood? What happened? Why did your face fall? And Hashem even gives him an Eitzah Tova and a message for all of his life. Halo im teitiv lefeta chatat rovetz ve'eilecha teshukato va'ata timshol bo. If you repair your ways, if you go on the right path, then you can handle things. But if you don't, chet is right there waiting for you. And if you don't improve your ways, it's just sitting there. And a lechat shukato, you have this desire for chet, but you can control that desire. But all this was small in the eyes of Cain. He looked at the korban that was accepted by Hashem of Hevel, and that in his mind was the Ikar, and that was what was important. The fact that Hashem spoke to him, that was not as good. That was a far second best. It wasn't anything close to having his Korban accepted. But that's a mistake. It's much greater to hear the word of Hashem and have Hashem spoke directly to him than having him accept his Korban. This horrible mistake brought him to the greatest chait that exists, and he murders his brother in cold blood. This message appears many times throughout Tanakh, and maybe Shmuel HaNavi said it best when he said, "Hachefetz Lashem ba'olotus vachim, kishmua kekol Hashem." He says to Shaul when he didn't fulfill the command of killing Amalek, and Shaul comes and he says that I fulfilled Hashem's command by bringing the animals of Amalek for Korbanot. And Shmuel says to him, do you think Hashem really wants your Korbanot? Is that anything like listening to the word and the voice of Hashem? Hashem wants you to listen to His voice. He doesn't want your Korbanot. Hine shmoa mizevach tov. It's much better to listen, to hear, than to bring Korbanot. Lahakshiv, to listen, mechelevilim, than the facts of animal sacrifice. Echa is not only a question and a lamentation. It is bi'ikar, a question. Where are you going? In which direction are you going? A person could be in the same place, but there's a gigantic difference if he's facing east or if he's facing west. The question is not so much where are you, but what direction are you facing? What is the direction that you are going? We know that the most useful tool for utilizing one's time that Hashem gives us is a watch, is a clock. But the fact is, that's really a mistake, because that is only a secondary kli. It is only a kli once we know what the destination is, then it makes sense to utilize our time in going in the right direction. But the watch or the clock does not show us what our destination should be and what our final matara is. For that, we need a compass. A compass, an inner compass that asks, man asks himself, at every moment of the day, Ayeka, where are you? And La'anata Olech, where are you headed? Where are you going? A person can put in all the effort in the world and utilize every single moment of his living days. But if he's going in the wrong direction, he's not accomplishing anything positive. The beginning of tshuva is to turn in the right direction. Lashuv klapei Hashem, to turn in Hashem's direction. The beginning of tshuva is the answer to this question, Ayeka, where are you? And le'eze kivun ata holech, in which direction are you headed? When we ask and daven for the Beit HaMikdash, we have to ask ourselves, what is the final destination? What is the final end? Are we asking for a place that we can bring korbanot and that we can gain instant ruchaniyut? Ruchaniyut that comes easily? Are we really asking ourselves that we can have a tikkun for our actions, but really everything is going to continue the same way and not really changing? Or are we asking that Hashem should go back to his Makom HaMikdash, a place that's based on Tzedek and Mishpat and Yosher, in order that we should be able to hear his voice and to serve him with a full heart and to get closer and closer to Hashem? The final end, the final destination, and the yesod, the foundation of the world, is tshuva to Hashem. And that really is the last pasuk of Megillat Eicha. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva chadesh yameinu kekedem. That is the destination. That's where we want to get to. But the very beginning, the very first pasuk, starts with the answer to that first question that we had at the very beginning. Eicha, Ayeka, where are you heading? What is your destination?